This is Cassidy Pope, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm in a hotel room in London, and Cassidy Pope, welcome to London.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
But it's not your first time here.
It's not. I was here twice before with my band Hey Monday. We toured with Fall Out Boy for our first time here on a world tour, which was incredible. And then we came back and headlined our first tour here, which went very well.
It doesn't sound very country music.
No, it wasn't. It was more on the pop rock side of things, which you can hear that influence in my new music as well. But no, it was not country.
Yeah, the new album's, well, the first album's Frame by Frame.
Yes, my debut album, which will be out here next week. It came out in the States in October, and I'm so proud of it. It's such a personal body of work. I poured my heart into it, and back in the States, it debuted at number one, which was very exciting for me. And yeah, it seems like people are really connecting with all the lyrics, which means a lot.
Most people know that you won The Voice. It's a pretty big deal, these reality shows.
Yes, it seems to be a more common way to make it in the industry nowadays. The thing I love about The Voice, though, is it gives people like myself a second chance. The people who have been in the industry before, who maybe failed their first time around. And there's a certain level of talent on The Voice that I love the other shows, and they have amazing voices, but the level of talent on The Voice is a little higher because, you know, we've been in it. We have more to lose. You know, we've been through the ringer, and we just, it's like do or die for us at that point.
I haven't seen the American version, but do you still have the battle where you two sing the same song?
Yes, which was my least favorite part of
it. I think that's cruel.
Oh, it's so hard, especially when, you know, you're used to collaborating with people. I love co-writing. I did a lot of co-writing on my new album. And I just never feel like you should be competitive when it comes to performing with somebody. So it took me a while to get past that hump of, wow, I really don't want to battle. I mean, this seems so silly. But thankfully, the person I sang with, his name was Ryan, and we just got along so well. We treated it more like a duet, and we just wished each other the best.
Just a shame one has to lose.
I know. Well, during our season, they had the option where the coaches could steal you. But I remember being backstage, and we heard the last steal being used. So we looked at each other, and we realized at that moment that one of us had to go home.
Oh, dear, dear. Blake Shelton, your mentor on the program.
That's right. Blake was an incredible mentor. He was really nurturing, and he was more like a cheerleader. He just kind of encouraged me to do my thing and do what felt right to me. He never made me sing a song I didn't want to sing. All the songs I sang on that show were my choices. So he gave me a lot of creative freedom, which was something that I was really excited about.
How did you get into The Voice? Was it a general audition, or did you get picked up by a scout?
I was scouted. I think the show knew that I had left my band and I was pursuing a solo career on my own, and I went in to do a private audition. I think that I skipped one round of auditions for that, but once I was in the competition, I was just on the same playing field as everybody else.
Not being a country star, did you, or a country artist before, did you find the songs that you had to sing easy? Because obviously you picked up quite a few great songs.
I did find it easy. A lot of those songs I had covered as a kid. I remember my the finale song I did, Cry by Faith Hill. I sang that so much as a kid, and it was very nostalgic. It felt really natural for me. I grew up singing country music. That's how I learned to sing. So, and I loved putting my new, you know, influence twist on it, because at this point, I've done rock music, I've done pop. As a kid, I did a lot of country. So it feels like I'm back to my country roots, but I'm able to incorporate the pop rock twist.
So was your first single on the album?
Yes, it's Wasting All the, or I Wish I Could Break Your Heart. Wasting All These Tears is my first single in the U.S. And I'm really excited for people to hear I Wish I Could Break Your Heart, because it's a very interesting song lyrically. It's a lot of people think it's about different things, but to me, it's about being the vulnerable one in a relationship, because you're more invested than the other person. And with that comes the worry that they could break your heart at any given moment, and maybe they don't love you enough to where you could break theirs. It's kind of frustrating.
Well, let's play it. You've been playing it the last few weeks, but here it is again.
Well, thank you for playing it. Hey, this is Cassidy Pope, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I wish I could break your heart. I wish I could bring you down, just for a second, teach you a lesson about being alone in the dark. I wish I could make you cry, so hard you can barely breathe. Maybe you just might know what it feels like. Be me. Well, the truth is that I never drop a bomb just so I'd be the first to leave.
Cassidy Pope, our very special guest on the program today with her brand new single here. The album's called Frame by Frame. Let's go to one of the other songs on there and tell us about it.
Absolutely. I would love to for you guys to hear 11. It's a song I wrote about my parents' divorce, and I'm just really proud of this song. I've never really been able to talk about that experience or express it in a way where I felt I was ready for people to hear about it. But I feel like a lot of people can relate to this song. And yeah, it's called 11. I hope you like it.
Here it is.
Old, everything was right. Table for four on a Friday night. Didn't see any signs of a dead end road. By the time I was 10, everything was changing. Fell asleep every night praying. Didn't know which way to go. Mama did her best to hide her anger. And I did my best to try and save her. I was a little too young and a little too dumb to ever think the day would come when Dad would drive away and take his love with him. So I grew up fast in a whole new world. Waved goodbye to that little girl. I can see her now, innocent and seven. I wish I never turned 11. Oh, oh, oh. We moved into a smaller house. How Mama did it all, I don't know how. Never went to bed without eating. At 13, I finally realized what it means to get on with your life. Well, Daddy sure did, and he made it look easy. Mama did her best to hide the struggle, and I did my best to stay out of trouble. I never turned 11.
That was 11 by our special guest, Cassidy Pope. Cassidy, you've got the album out, you've done The Voice, you've number one in the charts. You started touring now, and who are you on tour with?
Right now, I'm opening for Tim McGraw, and I've been a fan of his for many years. So to be able to go on tour with somebody you're a fan of is so surreal, and I'm learning a lot from him. He's a great entertainer.
So how long do you play? Do you do a 30-minute set?
I do a 20-minute set. So I am using every moment in that set to try and win people over. There's some really, really big crowds on this tour. So I'm maximizing my time as much as possible.
And you got a new band together?
Yes. I'm so lucky. I have a great band. Two of the guys that are actually here with me on this trip, Steve and Jim, they played with Avril Lavigne for many years. Jim was in a band called The New Radicals. So I'm lucky that these guys have been in the game for so long, because I rely on them to create this sound live. It's a really fun time on stage with them.
It's not long to the CMA Fest in Nashville in June. Will you be appearing?
Yes, I'm excited to see you there.
Yeah.
I'm playing the Riverfront stage, and I'm actually up for two CMT awards, which is very exciting, the Breakthrough Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year. So keep your fingers crossed. You know, I'm just lucky to be nominated.
But do you live in Nashville now?
I'm there quite a lot. I don't live there. I live in LA, but I want to move there, but finding the time to look for places and move all my stuff is just, it's impossible.
But what's the LA scene like for country music?
It's not that big. You know, there's definitely country music fans there. There's a few dates coming up with Tim McGraw in the area that I'm excited about. But it's more, I'm a Florida girl. I grew up in Florida. So it's more for me to just get my sunshine fix and escape when I go home. Because when I go to Nashville, I'm working all the time. And it's really fun down there, but it's constant work. So when I go to LA, it kind of forces me to take a second to relax.
Whereabouts in Florida?
West Palm Beach.
What's the next step with your career after the Tim McGraw tour?
Well, I would love to come back here. My album will have been out for a few months because it comes out next week. So I would love to come back here and play a few shows and keep promoting my album. By then, hopefully people will know I Wish I Could Break Your Heart. And back in the States, I'm just going to continue to press, go on tour and promote the album. Keep promoting I Wish I Could Break Your Heart there as well. And just hopefully more people, you know, knowing my songs. And we'll see, you know, the CMAs will be coming up and all those other award shows that I'm excited to attend. So hopefully things, big things in the future for me.
Just before we go, one more song from the album.
All right. This song was my first single in the U.S., and I just think that it's so relatable. It's about getting over somebody. You're being heartbroken, and you just decide at that moment that you're going to move on. It's called Wasting All These Tears.
Cassidy Pope, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, this is Cassidy Pope, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Tried to find you at the bottom of a bottle, laying down on the bathroom floor. My loneliness was rattling the windows. You said you don't want me anymore, and you left me. To get you off my mind, 'cause what you wanted I couldn't get. What you did, boy, I'll never forget. And you left me standing on a corner crying, down on the bathroom